Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Get it, New York.
I'll take two wins. The Mets win big. The Yankees win big. I get it. It's the Washington Nationals, and I don't know what the hell is going on at the end with De Los Santos, Mark Leiter, whatever. We need wins. It is getting late. August 25th. The anniversary of the first time you ever heard me do a show here on WFAN. It's kind of crazy to think about 4 years since that night. I think that night, the Mets had lost to the Dodgers in a close one. I think it was like 3-2. And Taijuan Walker got pulled early in the bullpen, ended giving it up. And I came in and I was like, I'm not even going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Mets right now, though. 888-808-1019. Quickly here before we get to the break and the update, we'll start with the Mets. You just came off of the Yankees post game, listening to the Yankee game. And if you didn't hear, the Mets made a huge statement tonight in Citi Field, beating the Phillies 13-3 with 13 unanswered runs. They checked off so many boxes tonight that you're looking for as this team tries to get right. That could be the game that you look at as they go forward here. In a race to make the postseason, also still in the race to win the division, this might be the night where you say, okay, this was a big get-right night tonight for the Mets. And they go into the game with Kodai Senga on short rest, so you don't feel great about that, right? But I still think a box was checked. He did enough. Kodai Senga on 4 days rest. Hey, buddy, we understand. You like to have extra time. There is no extra time. It's getting late. There's no off days. We need you to go. He gives up 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 4 Ks, but he works out of trouble and kind of saves himself in that last inning. And I know one of the boxes that needs to be checked is starting pitchers going deep into games, but all of these things work in concert, right? 4 innings is enough for Kodai Senga. 4 innings is enough for Kodai Senga only giving up 3 runs. Because that's the only 3 runs of the game that would be scored. The bullpen would be nails. And I know the bullpen has had a tough go at it this last couple weeks. But hey, a night like tonight, when the offense starts rolling, the bullpen comes in and they lock it down. Castillo to Rogers to Raley to Helsley to Stanek. Solid. Didn't even give up any hits. 1 walk. Couple Ks. So, you know, going back to this game, the Phillies come in, the big bad Philadelphia Phillies. And you know what? After the Mets lost that game against the Braves yesterday to not complete the sweep, they had to have a short memory. Got to get over it, right? Now you're back home, you're in your building facing the Phillies. And I think the Phillies are still facing some of their demons. I think they still have PTSD trauma from last year. Losing in the DS, right? Losing in the DS when they were talking about Red October and going back to the World Series. And they were supposed to be the best team in baseball early on last year. There's something about Citi Field and those Mets uniforms that makes them fold as well. And you know what was weird tonight? There was some type of parabolic dishes or some type of like microphone shining in the outfield. Alec Bohm complained about it. It ended up stopping the game for 10 minutes when the game was tied, you know. and I don't know, there's all this talk about, you know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying in baseball and the game of shadows and what's going on. I remember our very own Spike Eskin, formerly of WFAN, who hired me, had a take early in the season about the Mets being so good at home. What are they doing in Queens that they're not doing on the road? So I guess that's in the head of Philadelphia. They're pointing out, you know.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Satellite in center field, it did not help them any. It did not help them much at all. Stopped the game. They moved it. Whatever. After that, the Mets would go on to roll them. So, yeah, Kodai Senga ended up working out of trouble right before that in the fourth inning, stranding runners on first and third, striking out Bryce Harper. Good. That's all we need you to do. That's all we need you to do. In the next inning, the Mets would get on the board. Juan Soto singles. Pete Alonso singles. And something was going on with Sanchez. He, like, slipped off the mound, balked. And then he threw a wild pitch, kind of lost his control. And then, mama, here comes that man. Mark Vientos is on a tear right now. Mark Vientos, my second favorite Met behind El Troll, Francisco Alvarez. We did hear some good news on today. I'll get to that in a second. But Mark Vientos is scorching hot right now. There was talk about trading Mark Vientos. There was talk about Mark Vientos never reclaiming his form from last year. Mark Vientos didn't have those thoughts. Mark Vientos has been locked in, dialed in. He's hitting .357 in his last seven games. He's got four homers, 10 hits, nine ribbies. I mean, tonight, he's driving in runs, and you get a little bit of luck with the ball skipping over Bohm's glove or whatever. He is clutch. He's been going crazy. He ends up driving in Soto for the lead, and then Luis Torrens is another one. As I'm speaking of Francisco Alvarez, Luis Torrens got to get going here. And maybe, just maybe, as I heard Howie Rose alluding to it, maybe he saw Francisco Alvarez taking batting practice. Maybe he heard the news, as Anthony DeComo reported earlier today, that Francisco Alvarez and his thumb are scheduled to begin a minor league rehab assignment Wednesday or Thursday. If he can stand the pain and still be productive, he can return in September. Return in September. September is a week from today. 888-808-1019. So maybe things are changing. Maybe the tide is turning. And maybe this Make It Happen Mets team, as I dubbed them, can get back to doing a little bit of what they were doing last year. Mendoza tonight talked about getting just some better luck with runners in scoring position. There was two out damage in this game. They were relentless in this game. Everybody gets some in this game. Bottom of the order, turn it on in this game. From Nimmo to Taylor to McNeil to Renz. Tyrone Taylor with a three-hit night, driving in one. Jeff McNeil with a two-hit night, driving in three. Luis Torrens with a three-hit night, driving in five, and a huge three-run homer to blow the game open. When you look at the box score and you see 14 hits and 13 runs, that's very familiar to the run that the Mets went on last year from June on. They had so many games where I got on the fan and I talked about double digits in the run column, double digits in the hit column, a clean game, no errors, and everybody working in concert. The whole lineup, top to bottom, Lindor goes 0 for 6, three strikeouts, ends his hitting streak at 12, but everybody else picked him up. You might still be waiting for Juan Soto to hit his three-run bomb, to have his big extra base hit. But you know what? He's working walks, getting on base, passing the baton. He's seeing pitches, and that's making it better for guys that are going to follow him. Marte back in the lineup at the DH. Pete Alonso, still looking for a little more from Alonso, but Alonso did have a hit. All in all, when you look at this Mets team tonight and the win that they got tonight, in front of almost 42,000 fans, and this stretch here where you got to win these games. This could be a night where you look back on and say, hey, remember they put up 13 unanswered on the Phillies? Remember they didn't have a glass jaw? Remember they fought back? Remember they tacked on late? Jordan Romano is terrible. He can't pitch in New York. Note to the Yankees and Mets, do not pick him up when he eventually gets released, DFA'd, whatever. I've seen him with the Toronto Blue Jays give it up in Yankee Stadium, and tonight he hits Mark Vientos, and after that I just knew he was in trouble. He had a terrible outing. Something about New York gets to him. Call me up, New York. We got to get to the break and the update. I will get some audio from Carlos Mendoza. We will go through where the Mets are, where the Mets are headed in this stretch still of all these games with no break. Having Sean Manaea going tomorrow, you know, with the chance to take the series here with no more games against the Phillies left, or no more games against the Braves left, but games against the Phillies left where you can still dream. You got to believe you can still dream of winning the division. They took a step closer to that today. And like I said, maybe those Phillies have, you know, some demons that they got to exercise with the Mets. They went quietly tonight against the Mets bullpen. And they were crying about a dish in the outfield and did nothing after that point.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.